This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 18th. I'm Paul Plack. The TSA is seeking to establish security requirements for FAA-certificated maintenance and repair shops, regardless of size. If you're a Mooney owner with a need for speed, you'll now have a new option at overhaul time. Lycoming says it's received FAA certification for its big IO390A3A6 engine, which offers 30 more cubic inches in the same footprint as an IO360. At the same time, the company has received an STC for replacement of your original IO360 in the Mooney M20E, F, and J with a new or remanufactured IO390. Dueling books on the Miracle on the Hudson disagree on whether Airbus's fly-by-wire helped or hindered Captain Sullenberger in safely ditching Flight 1549, or made no difference whatsoever. Northrop Grumman Corporation says it successfully demonstrated the company's next-generation VoIP voice switch to the FAA. Airbus has launched its new Sharklet large wingtip devices, which it says are designed to enhance the eco-efficiency and payload range performance of the A320 family. Hawker Beechcraft says a modified King Air 350ER turboprop twin has made the type's first nonstop transatlantic crossing. HBC has also confirmed another round of layoffs at Little Rock. Three people were slightly injured when a 1927 Travelair sustained substantial damage during the Fort Myers, Florida Aviation Day celebration on Saturday. Diamond Aircraft has announced the successful completion of the first DA-42 upgrade to Austro diesel power. And Greek authorities have recaptured a notorious criminal who made a dramatic escape from a Greek prison in February using a hijacked helicopter. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Adrian Norris of Farnborough Aircraft about the Kestrel, a new six-seat turboprop we saw on static display at AOPA Summit in Tampa. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.